flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Back in the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning, and Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this week as we keep things going. Time to visit with the head coach of the St. Louis University Billikens. He is Josh Schertz, and this, of course, is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Coach, thanks for some time this morning.
Appreciate it. Yeah, me on.
Absolutely. What turned out to be a close game and obviously a tough loss yesterday at GW feels like, just as I was watching a little bit of it, that it was a case of kind of digging a hole too much to get out of. Is that fair?
Yeah, I thought certainly, rough day yesterday. Didn't have our fastball in the first half on either end of the floor, obviously. Got down 14 at half. I think we got down 16 there in the second half. And, big hole to climb out of. And, credit to I thought GW, they were the more physical, more energetic team and came out. We knew we were playing a team that was a good basketball team, that was a desperate team on their home court, and a certain level of intensity and focus and competitiveness you got to have. We didn't have it, and then I thought we showed some resilience there, down 16 on the road. Easy to go away, and we did battle back and had a shot there to tie it in the final 15 seconds, and got a really good look, didn't go in, but that's we put ourselves in a big hole, worked our way back, but disappointing day for us on a lot of levels.
Yeah, as you mentioned, fight back in the second half. This is what it sounded like. Bob Ramsey, as the Billikens just about got themselves back in this one in the second half.
Wants to drive in the paint. Kick to Robbie. Oh, nice closeout. Robbie didn't want to pull the trigger. Jimerson will. Bang!
There you go.
Gibson Jimerson. One possession game, 38 seconds left.
Hey, you can play defense.
That one capped off an 8-0 run for the Bills there in the second half. Gibson Jimerson, man, he has given this program some big shots over the years.
Yeah, obviously, historical player in St. Louis basketball history. He'll set some records here as he leaves that will be hard for anybody to approach in the modern game. And he's done it through, certainly one incredible work. He's a great worker. He's just as dependable as they come, as consistent as they come, and great loyalty. I think that shouldn't be overlooked in the modern era of being committed to school and staying at St. Louis for 6 years. And he's certainly has been great for us in his transition year. As we come in, kind of take over his. His decision to stay and then what he's meant, in terms of helping lay a foundation for, what we want to be and the blueprint for what this program needs to look like moving forward has been really a significant for forever appreciative of him.
You mentioned it, Coach, that in this day and age when it seems like if the slightest thing goes wrong, that I think the first instinct it seems like or feels like that the player wants to leave, and that's not been the case for Gibson Jimerson. It obviously speaks volumes of the university and of the program at St. Louis University, but it should be a testament to you and your incoming staff that what he felt like and the trust that he felt in your staff coming in.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors with Gibb. I mean, one is, just who he is. I mean, he's such a high character individual. And as you said, he's not had it, always easy here. And, but I think he was really, he loves the school. He loves the city. I think he really enjoyed his experience, with the previous staff. And when we got here, Gibb's a really, really smart guy. He's obviously, multiple time academic All-American. He's somebody that is really thoughtful. I think he looks at things from a lot of angles. And, when I got here, he'd already studied, Indiana State, the system, how we play, and then how he could potentially fit into that system, which we thought was a really nice marriage for his skill set, what he can do without the ball, with the ball, and then really, for the way we want to play and who he was as a person, the cultural fit, the basketball fit. We felt like it was, it was really, really good. And it has been. It's not been, he's obviously hit a little bit of a rough patch here, but, that's part of every season for every player. It doesn't matter if you're Steph Curry or, whomever, you're not going to, shooting is as a fickle beast, but Gibb's had a terrific year and been a great, just a great fit and a great ambassador for St. Louis University itself and certainly the basketball program. And again, his numbers, what he does, what he's done here, he'll be at the top of the record books in St. Louis basketball for a very long time to come in a wide variety of areas.
Billiken's head coach Josh Schertz with us here on Sports on a Sunday morning. Bills are 5-2 in the A-10, right near the top of the league. And coach, it doesn't matter what league you're in. It doesn't matter if it's a high major, a mid major, a low major. I don't care. Conference basketball is conference basketball. It can sometimes be the difference in seeding when you're talking about conference tournament, getting one of those wins. And you've got a stretch coming up here where you've got VCU coming to town on Tuesday. They're 6-1. Dayton on Friday, who has made a nice push after a tough start. They're 4-3. And then you go to UMass, who's right behind the Bills at 4-3. This is an important stretch coming up for the Bills, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this window, we talked about it, coming out of LaSalle, the seven games, before the before we get the next bye, and how difficult that stretch was going to be. And we kind of reference it as, this is kind of the dog days, post LaSalle. It feels like we've been going forever, and it feels like the season's forever from ending, and we've been going since June, and it feels like, it's cold, it's dreary, it's gray, and this is every team. And so, the longest part of any, book, any movie, any story is the middle. And everybody remembers the beginning, everybody remembers the end, but the longest part's the middle. And this middle part, these dog days, that seven-game stretch, which started yesterday at GW, continues home against VCU and Dayton, goes to UMass, goes to St. Joe's, comes back against George Mason, then goes to Loyola. Those are seven brutally difficult games. And, this middle stretch is going to dictate, what we're playing for there at the end. And so, we've got to have the mental toughness to be able to dig in. Everybody's tired. Everybody's been going for a while. We're not unique in all that. And, our guys got to have the mental wherewithal to kind of persevere. And we're going to have to beat some really good teams here these next few weeks to be in the mix. So, we know that it gets, we play VCU, who, I haven't seen everybody in the league, but the best team we played this season, non-conference or conference. We get them coming in, on Tuesday night. And then, Dayton, like you said, who's playing as well as anybody in the league there after a tough start. So, arguably the two best teams in the league coming into Chaffetz this week, and going to need our team to have high energy and hopefully great crowds at Chaffetz, because we're going to need to feed off the energy of our crowd.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Those are great games that I think folks enjoy seeing. And that's oftentimes the key, right? When you've got that home crowd behind you, it makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Particularly when you're tired, when you're fatigued, if you got the crowd in there, they're bringing the energy, the players feed off that. Those are going to be two absolute battles against high quality teams. And we're going to need everything from our players, but we need everything from our fans as well. And that's, part of what makes, like you said, the home court, advantage is, obviously you got to have great players, but certainly the corollary to that is you got to have great energy in the building. Your fans got to bring that juice, and our students to the community. You're not going to get better home games than VCU Dayton back to back. So should be a huge week, and I hope our fans come out and support. We've played well at home. I think we're 10-1 in Chaffetz this year, but certainly these two tests are going to be as two of good games as we'll have, and then the next one, of course, with George Mason, is also at the top of the league. So it's about to get really good inside of shape here these next few weeks.
It's definitely a fun time of year. Billikens head coach Josh Schertz, thanks for some time here on this Sunday afternoon. Bills home on January 28th. That's Tuesday night, 7:00, VCU at Chaffetz Arena. Get out there, see the Billikens. Thanks, coach. Appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely. Appreciate having me on. We'll see you hopefully on Tuesday night.
You got it. That is Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis University Billikens. Again, VCU on Tuesday night. VCU 6-1, top of the league in the A-10. The Billikens just a game behind at 5-2. More to come on this Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. Blues chairman Tom Stillman is up next. We'll be right back on Camo X.